Good afternoon. My name is Greg Ferguson. I'm going to be introducing two new early and early mid varieties from Delta Pine to you. This year we are we've already introduced these at our new product evaluator meeting last year. Delta Pine 1311 and Delta Pine 1321, both Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex varieties. These were tested in the last couple of years as 11R124 for the Delta Pine 1311 and as 11R112 for the Delta Pine 1321. The Delta Pine 1311 is going to be released for the Mid-South only. The performance there was much better than what we saw in other parts of the belt. As we compare it to a lot of the other varieties or the other varieties that we have, it is an early maturity variety with a light hairy leaf. It's a medium to compact size plant. It's got a fairly small seed size, but it's got really good storm resistance, especially compared to basically the other things that we have in the Mid-South. It's very comparable to Delta Pine 1044 as far as storm tolerance. It's susceptible to bacterial blight, and it is moderately susceptible to verticillium. The fiber quality on this is greatly increased compared to Delta Pine 912, and I'll go through that in a minute. But we really show an increased micronair, decreased micronair, and increased turnout and good fiber length and things like that. If we look at the data versus 912 in direct comparison, one of the things that we did see is we saw slightly less vigor than what we saw with 912, but we think this is very likely due to the smaller seed size that we've seen in the past. It tends to start fruiting just a little bit higher than what we see with 912. This is 6.5 is a note of the first fruiting branch, but the note of the uppermost harvestable bowls, the number of fruiting nodes, and the number of total nodes is very, very similar to what we see with 912. Now here we show the data that we have shows that the plant height is about an inch less. We did tend to see in our larger plots and larger trials this last year that height difference was about 4 to 6 inches less than what we saw with 912 there in the Mid-South. When we look at the maturity, we see that it's about 15 heat units or so less to 100% open than what we saw with 912, and hence we gave it the 11 designation as a maturity. So it is an early maturity variety. Again, one of the things that we really like that we see with this is the fallout and string out ratings. In other words, the storm tolerance of this variety is greatly, greatly enhanced versus what we have with Delta Pine 912. When we look at the yield and fiber qualities, we see that we get a significant increase in yield versus 912. We get higher turnout, longer fiber length, at least 0.4 less micronair. In other words, a very, very good advance in micronair here. And about the same strength as what we get with 912. So we're really, really happy with this, where we can increase the fiber qualities and the yield at the same time. The biggest thing that we see, this is a stability graph of the micronair. There are 50 paired comparisons here of 0912, which is in the blue, and 1311, which is in the red. The first line here is at the first discount range at 5.0, and the second one is at the second discount range at 5.3. And you'll notice that there are 16 points on 0912 that are at or above the initial discount line, and there are several above the second discount line, the higher discount. And with the 1311, there are only 2 points above that discount line. So what we've seen that about in this case and the data that we have there, 96% of these samples came back at or, you know, below the 5.0 mic, with only 4% being in that low discount range versus what we're seeing with 912, where there's, you know, a considerable amount of this that's in the high discount range. One of the comparisons we had the most comparisons to, one of the competitors we had the most comparisons to, was Stoneville 5458 throughout the Mid-South. We had about 70 comparisons showed about a 100-pound yield increase. I saw a significant yield increase here, again, with a little bit higher turnout, somewhat similar length, a little bit less length. A mic, again, was less, and again, that's one of the big points with 1311 is a lower mic, a little bit lower strength. So where we're positioning this one is in our early season markets, our high productivity markets throughout the Mid-South. is we've got an improved yield versus what we see with 912, and greatly improved fiber as far as micronair, length, and strength. We really like the fact that it's got a higher turnout. It does have a little bit smaller seed than what we've seen with 912 or some of our other varieties, so we think it's best that it's probably planted into unstressed conditions, in other words, pretty good conditions, just because of the smaller seed. A 1321 is going to be released belt-wide across the entire belt, and again, it was tested as 11112. It's an early mid maturity, and it's got a semi-smooth leaf. Now, this plant is more of a medium to a tall type plant. It's kind of a lanky plant. It's got a, basically an average seed size, and it also has improved storm resistance to what we see with Delta Pine 912. Moderately resistant to verticillium, and it is susceptible to blight. Fiber length, good fiber length, slightly reduced micronair versus what we see with 912 with good strength and uniformity, and a little bit better turnout. We compared again to 912 on these parameters. We see about the same vigor. I know there's a shows a significance there, but that's 0.3 of a point. It's not very much. And we see that it starts fruiting at about the same level as what we see with 912. But if you notice, the nodes of the uppermost harvestable bowl, fruiting nodes, and the total nodes is about one more than what we see with 912. And if you look down here at the plant height, it shows about 2 inches. And again, in some of the larger plots where this was managed in 20 to 30 acre fields, we saw that that height difference was probably closer to 4 to 6 inches taller than what we saw with 912. So again, this is a definitely different plant type than what we have with 1311. It took about 28 more heat units than 912 to get to 100% open, so thus we get the 21 designation for the maturity. You also see that this one does improve the storm tolerance of what we get with 912. When we look at it versus 912 across the Mid-South, we see about the same lint yields, a little higher turnout, almost a full staple unit longer in length, reduced micronair, about 1,500 to 2/10, and improved strength. When we look at the northern tier, which we designate as the upper mid-south and the upper southeast, again, similar thing, it's similar yield, but improved length, turnout, improved length, about a full staple unit longer, a little bit less micronair, and improved strength. When we look at it in West Texas versus the FiberMax 9170, we see about 70 pounds more lint, which is shows a significance there. A little bit better turnout. Fiber length is a little bit shorter, about a staple unit shorter. And here in this case, we do have a little bit higher mic, which could keep you away from some of those low mic discounts in that case. And a little bit less strength in this case. So with 1321, we're promoting this for a short season environment or short season production management. We've got very similar performance as far as yield to Delta Pine 912 with, again, better fiber quality. In other words, better length, better strength, and a slightly lower micronair than what we saw with 912. Now, this variety is somewhat early to mid, but it does have a very indeterminate terminal. It can get tall, and it can grow in pretty tough conditions. So we think this one is going to be much better to handle tougher or more dry land type conditions than maybe the other variety that we introduced. Also, we've seen some very interesting things with this variety as far as water use. And Doug Jost is going to present a paper, I believe it's at 9:30 on Thursday, in the Agronomy and Physiology Section B. And if you're interested, some of the West Texas results they've gotten out of this with the limited water use shows some really, really good results with 1321. With that, that's all I have. Do you have any questions? Thank you.